T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Star 94.1.
Our very own Jen Hobby has done a lot of growing up over the past 12 months. Maybe 2 years. We've been making fun of these big milestones in adulting you've had.
Oh, so much adulting. Last night was a milestone.
Last night was a big one.
I went to my first PTA meeting.
Jen.
You crossed over. Cheese, it just happens to you in your life. All of a sudden, you like pop out some kids, and then you wake up one day and you're at a PTA meeting.
We thought we saved you 6 months ago when your husband was trying to talk you into getting a minivan.
No minivans.
But you've gone even farther in. And you signed up for a committee, Jen?
I'm on a committee for the fall. Yes, it's going to be very exciting.
What's your committee?
It's the fall festival. It's going to be great. It's a big fundraiser for the school, so I'm going to be helping out with that.
All right, so that's...
Are you going to come tell jokes? I'll make spiked apple cider for it.
Then I'll come.
Dude, there's children. For the parents, for the PTA moms. Okay. Y'all know you need it.
So that was this weekend. Then last weekend, we were making fun of Jen because she came in, and I don't remember who the person was, but she goes, "Do y'all know who blah, blah, blah is?" And we're like, "Who?" And I think Janine was the one who's like, "From YouTube?" And Jen's like, "Yeah."
Yeah, I have to count on my babysitters to tell me about the latest YouTube stars. Like Liza Koshy. Y'all know Liza Koshy? She's got over 17 million Instagram followers. You might want to get a clue in.
Oh, wow.
See, now you're old, too. She's got over 15 million people on her YouTube channel.
And my babysitter's like a makeup
got to tell me. No, she's a comedian. So funny.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
see?
And so when your babysitter comes over, you're like, tell me.
Tell me the latest on YouTube stars. Tell me about this.
And then she broke my heart. When now, because last year before, I think it is, you moved to Marietta, and you've been working on making your house perfect since then, and you got your bedroom finished, and then you banished your dog.
Oh, yeah. Carolina is not allowed in the bed.
What?
Our linens are way too fancy for that now.
Jen.
No. Ew. It's gross. She brings in the dirt from the outside. She is not allowed on my beautiful duvet.
But your whole time.
Because when you grow up, it's called a duvet. It's not a comforter anymore. It's a duvet.
Yeah, it's a thing that goes over your nasty comforter that you've had forever. But wait, you have had your dog in your bed up until this, so now she's just...
No, she's kicked out.
Wondering what she did.
Dogs should not be in the bed, and especially during, romance time.
Jen, you can't say...
The dog is not allowed around.
You can't say the dog's not allowed in the bed when you had your dog in the bed for the first X number of years you owned the dog.
Yeah, but then when you... Yeah, like... I don't know. When you get married and there's, another important person in there, then the dog gets the boot. And especially now that the linens are nice.
It's a cruel world in the hobby house.
Oh, man.
Dang.
With Carolina just sitting outside the door wondering, what did I do?
What did I do? What do you let your dogs in there?
100%. Well, 100% of the time, except when, once that starts, I think they get scared and leave. But other than that, they can lie on the end of the bed all they want.
They're allowed to sleep in there with you. Does one of them get under the covers?
Lily gets right.
That's really disgusting.
Lily gets right under the covers and sleeps at our feet, and then Sadie just camps out in the closet because she has a bed in the closet because she's an only
smart
child like
that's
me.
That's where you should have your dogs is on the floor.
So until we're being grown ups, right? Then the dogs, I think, both get uncomfortable with it and they leave the room.
So you don't kick them out of the bedroom when it's time for romance?
No.
Your pet rule is just because the pets are ashamed of you.
They're not ashamed. That's so tragic. No, they're not ashamed.
But you know what I mean? Like, our dog doesn't really like it. Like, she gets, uncomfortable by that romance time.
Yes. So the dog leaves the room, which I think... is the rule for 95% of human beings. You can't have another living creature in your bedroom while you're
having romance time. We want to know what your pet policy is, because there's nobody that actually lets their pets stay and be a part of it.
God, Jen.
Not be a part of it.
What is
wrong
with
you? But like, be a spectator is what I mean.
What's going on in your house, Jen?
That's what I mean, a spectator.
Be a part of it. Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Hi. So my dog Willow is really, really awkward. We tried keeping her out of the room during romance time, and she just finds a way back in there through the open hallway and stares at us the whole time.
No, she... No, you...
Spectator.
No.
You invite a spectator to the sport.
She's a spectator. And it's so awkward because, I mean, every now and then, you know, when you're just doing your thing and we look at her, she's just staring at us the whole time.
I wonder if there's anybody who's, like, didn't know that they, like, a first-time hookup and you didn't even know the person owned a pet. And you look up and you see little cat eyes staring at you from the dark corner of the room. Hey.
It's like a tennis match.
Moving back and forth.
What are you doing in your room?
Jen, what sort of freakish Marietta stuff is happening out there? Hannah in Lawrenceville.
What's your pet policy?
My boyfriend thinks it's completely fine. He's 100% cool with it. But I feel like Rose in that scene from Titanic where she's laying naked on the couch and she's trying to be professional and she draws her. And I'm just like, this is awkward. I'm going to need you to, like, take the dog somewhere else. This is just weird.
No.
All right. 404. Yeah, no. 263-0941. I would love to hear from the people who are okay with it.
The pet policy that it's all right to have a spectator?
Yes.
That's crazy.
404-263-0941 is our number. If you would like to share your pets are welcome everywhere policy with us.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show.
All right, what is your pet policy? Are they allowed to stay in the bedroom when it is romance time or what? Because that is just, nobody does that, right? I always feel like
Ann in Woodstock, what's your policy with animals in the room when you're being grown-ups with your man?
Well, he is officially banned now. I used to let him in there until he's very jealous of me. And one night during adult time, he jumped on the bed and he marked me in the middle of it.
No.
Peed yes. on you?
Yes.
That is the quickest turn off I've ever heard of, is dog lifting their leg on you in the middle.
I was just wet, and he marked me.
I mean, there's so much happening at that moment.
Yeah.
You obviously have to get up. You got to stop what you're doing. You got to address the situation. Do I shower first? Do I clean the bed up? What do I do? And then it's like, what do I do with this dog? Like, what do I do with my dog?
How about from the guy's point of view? Anyone think of that? Where he's like,
clearly I'm not her best friend.
All right, Danielle, what's going on? Concord,
Georgia. If I have 7 dogs in my house right now. I'm picking up number 8 today.
Oh my goodness.
In order to get any kind of private time, it's impossible. And kicking a 200-pound Rottweiler off of your dog during adult time is not going to happen.
Yeah.
I think the worst episode we ever had was right in the middle. My husband stops and looks at me and he goes, "Nope, we're done." And I was like, "Well, wait a second. That we're not done. I'm not done. You might be done. I'm not done." But yeah, he said, "No, the dog just licked my butt. I'm done."
And we're done. Tiffany in Lawrenceville.
We thought it was just spectators. They just want to participate.
Yeah. All right. That was definitely that guy right there is definitely man's best friend. All right. What's up, Tiffany?
Good morning. So we rescued a dog last year, and our private time is over.
Dog just gets jealous.
The dog wins. The dog will not leave us alone. We put the dog out. The dog is happy. So we have to go out to a hotel or on vacation to have adult time.
Oh, my God. You're renting hotel rooms in order to...
to stay away from your dog.
Bonnie in Ackworth.
Hi, I used to have a Great Dane, and he and I, my significant other, were getting into bed, and she snuck in, because she wasn't allowed in, she snuck in and bit him on the back end.
Oh, no.
Bit him on the back end?
Hard. Hard. Left mark.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
He's sitting crooked at work, right? And they're like, hey, what happened to you, pal? And he's like, well, you know, my girl and I, we were doing it. They're like, say no more. Good job. And he's like, no. And then a dog bit me in the butt. Lexi and Alpharetta.
I honestly do not care at all to have my dog in my room at all times
Good.
With me.
That's the right answer.
Thank you, Lexi.
That's the right answer. Thank you for being our last caller with at least some sensibility. Yes. Appreciate you.
You're not done with this yet. Search Jeff and Jen Show on Facebook and share your thoughts with us there 24/7.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.